This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking public comments on a proposed resurfacing project in Pierce County. The project would take place on State Highway 72 from County Highway BB near Ellsworth to County Highway G near Elmwood. DOT officials say the highway is showing signs of deterioration and construction would include resurfacing work, widening travel lanes and shoulders, and adding rumble strips. More information on the project is available on the DOT website and public comments will be accepted until October 27th. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake this weekend to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature things like a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to attend one of around 50 educational events next week honoring International Bat Week. According to a press release, 4 of the 8 species of bat found in Wisconsin are considered threatened. DNR officials say conservation efforts over the past decade have helped the bat populations begin to rebound. Event locations and tips for helping the bat population from home, like building your own bat house or using native plants in your yard, are available on the DNR website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the elk and pheasant hunting seasons will officially open on Saturday. According to a press release, 13 hunters were randomly selected from a pool of over 26,000 applicants to participate in this year's elk hunting season. The pheasant season will run through January 4th, and hunters will have a limit of 1 rooster per day this weekend and 2 roosters per day beginning on Monday. More information on the hunting seasons and regulations are available on the DNR website. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual meeting on the government shutdown with community leaders from across the Chippewa Valley on Wednesday. Senator Baldwin spoke with small business leaders, healthcare officials, and child care providers, highlighting the dangers of losing the Affordable Care Act tax credits at the center of the shutdown. The group shared concerns on the financial impacts increased healthcare costs could have on the region beyond healthcare, with higher premiums making it more difficult for them to support the local economy. With the trial in the Lily Peters homicide case set to begin in the coming weeks, court documents show that jury members will be brought in from another county. Defense attorneys for the now 17-year-old suspect charged with first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree sexual assault had previously argued that a fair trial could not be held in Chippewa County due to the nature of the case and the level of attention it's received from the community. The jury trial is currently scheduled to begin on November 2nd and is expected to last 12 days. The Rice Lake Area School District is seeking community members who are interested in serving on the district's Wellness Committee. The committee is meant to ensure area students have access to nutritious meals and to promote more healthy eating habits to combat obesity. District officials say the work of the committee helps promote positive behaviors and helps their students reach their full academic potential. Area residents interested in serving on the Wellness Committee can contact the chair of the committee, Lori Johnson, by phone or by email. A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems has passed with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both for residents who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal their registration plates. Lawmakers say the devices make it more difficult for law enforcement authorities to identify suspect vehicles during an investigation. The bill will now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to create an alert system for missing individuals involved in domestic violence situations. The proposed bill would establish the Purple Alert System to ensure a fast, coordinated response to locate the missing individual. The program would be modeled after other systems like Amber and Silver Alerts, notifying law enforcement agencies from across the state. An alert would not be sent out if the individual disappeared intentionally to escape a domestic violence situation. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state ended the 2025 fiscal year with a budget surplus well over expectations. According to a press release on Wednesday, the state ended the year with a positive balance in the general fund of about $4.6 billion. That mark is over $265 million higher than previously estimated. Governor Evers also announced that the state budget stabilization fund, essentially the state's rainy day fund, reached a record high of roughly $2 billion to end the 2025 fiscal year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers fall again.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball.
The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodgers Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.